Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, I got news for you. We're not sitting in for Doug. We're sitting in for Covino and Rich, who have been sitting in for Dan Patrick this week here on Fox Sports Radio. Welcome aboard. He is Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. That part is correct. I'm going to have a couple of add-ons because Iowa Sam is here as well on this Tuesday. Hello, Iowa Sam.
Hey, guys.
It's been one of those days for this guy. Jason Stewart is here as well.
Hello, gentlemen.
And the queen of elbows in Major League Baseball, giving us the update on what's happening. Ooh. I mean, truly, Monty is obsessed with pitching elbows. It's Monty Bolaños.
It sounded like I give people the
elbow.
That's
what I thought. I was like, is this an inside joke? I've been gone for 3 days, and there's inside jokes?
I'm not even tall enough to hit somebody with my elbow, so there's no way. But hi, guys.
You're like the reverse Zach Eadie. He just goes down on everybody. You got to go up on everybody. Yeah.
We may have had a Doug Gottlieb show open the show. Torres 3 minutes to go goes, is it Tuesday? What day is it today? He is still punch drunk over UConn's win last night in the national championship game. A game that you took in. Like, it's been 12 hours ago, you were getting ready to go to State Farm Stadium. Or 24 hours ago, you were getting ready to go to State Farm Stadium for the game. 12 hours ago, you were probably putting your head down at an Airbnb somewhere in Phoenix. Now you are here in Southern California, no rest, but burning that midnight oil, burning that fuel as your UConn Huskies are national champions.
Well, I mean, your time frame is pretty much right on tap there. Yeah, I was at the stadium about 12 hours ago. Did go to the UConn after party, but you know, listen, I knew I had to be up.
Ahead and finish. We're going to get into this after party. I had no idea.
I mean, I literally told you about 20 minutes ago off air, but that's okay if you weren't listening.
You spoke with, I won't give names because I don't know if you want to give me the names. I thought you talked to him like in the locker room or in stuff like that at the stadium and stuff.
No, the players weren't there. It was like a fan after party, and my mom was there because she was in town, and I hadn't really seen her very much because I was covering the event. So I went to see her. And that was at a bar. It was till 1:30. I knew I had to be up and I had to be here on the Covino and Rich show. So I was responsible. I did not partake in any festivities. But by the time you get home, you know, first of all, I didn't leave the stadium till about midnight. By the time you get home, you know, back from the restaurant and, you know, you pack your stuff, it's close to 3. Put my head down for about 45 minutes. But then, you know, listen, because I misbooked my travel, I had a connecting flight from Phoenix to Burbank. So the good news is I got 2 separate flights to get a little nap in there. And I feel great.
He's also been in San Jose today, folks.
I was.
That is the case.
Do you know your way to San Jose? I sure do, unfortunately. Let me tell you.
An hour up and an hour back down. Yes. But you are back here. ready to go with a and I say it's your UConn Huskies because it's your alma mater. You also cover college basketball for a living, and have also, you know, done this for over a decade. But UConn is the team near and dear to your heart. I knew your mom was in Phoenix. I just didn't get the exact things. I didn't realize that she was at the party because I knew that there was issues, as you talked about, with your sleep. So I get all that. What is the UConn after party like? Because they have Super Bowl after parties. I've known that they've had the losing team has a party when you lose a Super Bowl. Like, you can't cancel the party just because you've lost the Super Bowl. There is a party for every losing team that loses a Super Bowl that same night. What's it like when UConn cuts down the nets and wins a national championship?
It's fun. It's definitely fun. I think it was even more fun this year than last year because, you know, on the West Coast, you get an extra 2 hours. I mean, because if you think about Central time zone, the game tips off at, what, 8 Central, 10, 10:30. By the time you get out of the stadium, it's 11. By the time you get to the hotel, it's 11:30. You know, bars close up at 12, 12:30. Well, last night, I mean, the game was done at what? You know, probably midnight Eastern, which is 9 Pacific. So, no, it's just a lot of UConn fans there. That, you know, the players weren't there. The coaching staff wasn't there. Nothing like that. But I just think it's fun to, you know, and I think this is what makes college college is, like, you know, people that have similar, you know, you have a similar experience, right? My mom is a UConn alum as well. She graduated, not to age her, but 30 years before me. But, you know, she's sitting there with people my age that had the similar experiences, you know, so.
Well,
and love your school and love your team and love your alma mater, you know.
And I will say this. I don't think that there's any bias, but where do you put this back-to-back championship? Because that's what I think is so intriguing about this is UConn was the number one overall seed in the tournament. Like, that was no surprise in seeing them go to a Final Four. And I don't want to say it wasn't a surprise to see him cut down the nets, but I think a majority of the people felt, all right, this is UConn's to lose. But it's crazy considering that they're coming off of another year where they won a national championship and you have a lot of different faces. So where do you rank this in the group of back-to-backs that you've experienced, whether it be with Florida or even just in history for what UConn's now accomplished over the last 2 years?
Yeah, I put this out when the buzzer sounded last night at State Farm Stadium is, I think you can argue – we can debate if it's UConn's the greatest team. I think you can argue it's the greatest accomplishment in the history of the sport, and it's for a simple reason, is that Florida brought back all five starters off that incredible championship team in 06, Joakim Noah, Al Horford, etc. 92, Christian Laettner, Grant Hill, Bobby Hurley, all coming back from a title team in 91. The wooden years speak for themselves. I don't think people forget, but UConn lost his three best players off last year. Jordan Hawkins, who was a lottery pick. Andre Jackson, who I believe is still with your Milwaukee Bucks.
He should be playing more as well.
Oh, okay. Okay. Shout out Doc Rivers taking strays in segment
one. Side note, we'll get to that next week.
And Dama Sinogo. So I just think I think what they did to lose your three best players and still be able to do it is incredible. Now, I had, of course, the typical people in the mentions, well, it's the portal era and you could just go get players. It's like, it's still pretty crazy. And I think what became obvious as the tournament unfolded is you had to win it last night to say that this was one of the maybe historically great teams, probably the best UConn team ever, but certainly better than last year's UConn team. But I think that was what the crazy part was. UConn was great in the tournament last year. They weren't great all season. This was a great team, essentially, from day one.
It's funny when I look back at the Florida teams, because that was my first experience of covering the Final Four and Final Fours for Fox Sports Radio. 2006, Indianapolis. And them winning that year, where when you entered the Final Four, Florida wasn't thought to be the odds-on favorite. You had UCLA that was there. You had LSU, who was on a hot streak. Obviously, George Mason was the real story, but I don't think we went into that saying, all right, this is Florida's to cut down the nets. They just were better than everyone. That next season, though, that's what we expected because everybody came back. And I think that your characterization of saying the greatest accomplishment is very fair. And I think that's probably the way to look at it, but I do think that there are a couple of things. When you say, like, is it the greatest back-to-back, it's, to your point, it's two completely different UConn teams. Mm-hmm. And when we are comparing Duke and when we are comparing Florida, you're right, their cores were there. But when I see, like, what what Florida did in their run and how they got there. Like, you know, UCLA just couldn't figure it out. So UCLA, one of the top teams in the country, Florida's better than they are. You had an Ohio State team in 2007 that had Greg Oden.
Great,
and Mike Conley.
Great comparison. I see what you're saying. Yeah,
and like these are studs, but it's also a very young team. They had a couple of older guys. Ron Lewis was a transfer that was a bit older. That was a key part of that team, but still a very, very young team. And you're going up against this seasoned Florida squad that everybody had their role, whether if it was Al Horford or Corey Brewer or Joakim Noah, it was everybody had their role. Torian Green, they had their role. It was set. Florida was a machine. And I feel like UConn was a machine, but I look at last night and I look at that Purdue team and I'm like, they're not as good as what that Ohio State team was.
Sure.
Like, not even close. And so when I look at UConn, I give them the tip of the cap for the greatest accomplishment because they figured out a way to get the players in an era where apparently other teams haven't figured out a way to max out like UConn has. Like, Ohio State went one way. Florida was built a different way. In today's college basketball, a lot of these teams are now being built the same, but UConn's figured out a way to make it work. And for them to be as dominant, if they play Purdue 10 times, I think UConn wins 10. Maybe 9. Maybe there's one, but they are significantly better than the second best team in the country. And I think the accomplishment portion of that is key because I just don't know if the rest of college basketball could measure up to maybe the teams that Florida had to face in their back-to-back or Duke had to face, especially with like a UNLV team in 91 that they had to face in their back-to-backs.
Yeah, and that's fair. The one thing that I will say, like, as a UConn guy, and, you know, like you said, I cover the sport, but I'll admit, I do root for them, whatever. Is I am happy that they went through some really tough teams to win that thing. Is that we can debate if Purdue's as good as this team would have been in this year and this and this that. There were three teams that basically from January 1 on, it was clear they were the three best teams in the country. UConn, Purdue, and Houston. Houston deals with injuries. They can't quite get to the finish line. But it's better, it's more satisfying, I think, then even last year, San Diego State, listen, the way UConn won the tournament last year left them no doubt that they were the best team. But this year, to go through Purdue, to go through Illinois, a Big Ten regular season champ, to go through San Diego State, a team you lost to in the championship game, or a team you beat in the championship game, excuse me, I think that there is a satisfaction in that, is knowing that there isn't that other fan base that's kind of sitting out there saying, what if? Well, you know, Zach Edey twisted his ankle against Tennessee, and Tennessee gets in over Purdue, and if we had gotten there, we would have. It's like, no. Purdue beat a great team in Tennessee to get to the Final Four. Purdue is in the Final Four. UConn beats a great Illinois team to get to the Final Four, beats a game Alabama team that was shooting all those threes. And the two teams that were essentially the best all year played, and the better team won on Monday night.
I think the rest of college basketball obviously needs to catch up to UConn and figure out a way to do it. Is there – what UConn team do you think was better, last year or this year's?
This year, no doubt.
No doubt.
As a team, yeah.
And that's because of the guys that were there last year getting better from year to year, and then their additions were better than their subtractions, or why is this year's team – not even with the path that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
But why was this year's team better than last year's?
Well, part of it is, you know, I think they just had the confidence of knowing that they had done it and they could do it at a higher standard. But I think when you look at this year's team, right? So Tristan Newton was a starter last year, starter this year. Well, he's better this year than he was last year. Okay, so there's one check right there. Alex Caravan, probably about the same, dealt with some injuries, whatever. Donovan Klingon is a better college basketball player than Adama Sanogo was last year. Adama Sanogo won Final Four MVP, whatever, most outstanding player, excuse me, but it doesn't change the fact that Donovan Klingon, as we saw on Saturday and in the Elite Eight against Illinois, is a dominant college basketball player in a way that Adama Sanogo wasn't. Jordan Hawkins was really, really, really good. Cam Spencer was about 85-80% of what Jordan Hawkins was. And so, I don't know, I think it's a combination of a couple spots you're a little bit better with the confidence of knowing that you can do it. And I think not even the confidence, but like arrogance isn't the right word, but like we're on a mission to like seek and destroy. Like it's just we want to not only win, but we want to win. And I don't know. It's just impressive to me.
I think as how you're piecing it together is also a part of it, because it isn't a completely new team. But what you lost, and you're right, like did Cam Spencer completely fill Jordan Hawkins' shoes? Probably not, but maybe that's the only area where you lost something, and he was good enough to take a significant apart, you know, a significant amount of what Jordan Hawkins, you know, had left behind. And not to get all in the weeds with the names and stuff, but it's also just a blueprint of, like you mentioned, a Houston team. And for those of us that are locked into the tournament, we're locked into that regional semifinal game against Duke. You're like, wait, Jamal Shedd goes down with the ankle injury, and this team is absolutely lost. Like 100% nowhere to go.
Sure.
Only if Zach Edey was hurt would a team probably be more affected by one player.
Agree.
And this is the point. This, again, then builds up to the point of, I mentioned Greg Oden, who, by the way, even in that loss against Florida, when
incredible.
You watch his national championship highlights, and it was a great Final Four. Georgetown was there. UCLA was there. But you see like what those teams did. I think it's not to take away from UConn, because I think UConn's greatness is great when we compare it to their greatness of last year. It's just, what is the rest of college basketball now doing to try to close that gap? Because the gap, again, right now is 15 points on a national stage when the loser has the national player of the year and really an unstoppable force that only a few teams like UConn, I mean, UConn didn't stop Edey last night, but it was almost like, well, let Edey do what he does and see if anybody else can beat you, which they couldn't. But UConn also has a guy who's 7 feet that can actually match up with Edey as well, where what does the second-best team in college basketball? What does the third team? And that's the point where I'm looking at college basketball is it's a duty on everybody else to try to catch up to UConn to be able to match that standard, because right now it's just not happening.
To be clear, listen, I've said it. I think Dan Hurley is not only the best coach in college basketball, but he's the most complete. He's a great evaluator. He's a great developer. He's a great teacher. He's a great recruiter. He's great everything. But UConn did get some breaks this year in terms of how the roster came together. Tristan Newton got a fifth year of COVID eligibility that he wouldn't have had. Donovan Klingon is a local kid that I think was comfortable coming back, where if he's just a 7-footer from Florida that ends up at UConn and he has a great freshman year, maybe he leaves. So, you know, when you say catching up, I think there were a lot of stars that aligned. By the way, the most unique thing about this UConn team, which is very strange, they actually had a lot of injuries early and got healthy late. Like Dan Hurley talked about that at the Final Four. It's like Donovan Klingon, you look at the trajectory of his season, he gets hurt in the preseason, basically has no preseason. He's okay at the beginning of the season. Then he gets hurt again, misses some time. And then he comes back, and from like January, probably mid-January on, he's able to build up to what we saw over the last couple weeks. So when you say catch up, I think it was just kind of a perfect storm, lightning in a bottle, the right guys come back when they could have gone pro. You have a couple COVID fifth-year seniors. And I don't think even in the portal era we're going to see teams as dominant, because a lot of it still is based on high school recruiting and high school evaluation. I mean, you know, and that's the thing that I think kind of annoyed me when people said, well, I mean, you can build a team pretty good in the portal. It's like, yeah, but Donovan Klingon was still recruited out of high school. That was evaluation. Alex Garaband, Steph Castle, recruited out of high school. Samson Johnson, who, despite, I think it was 5 fouls in 5 minutes, had some flashes last night, was recruited out of high school. So I just, you know, I think it's unfair to say that, like, I don't think it's unfair, because I think you're right, is that everybody in college basketball is behind them right now. But there were some unique breaks along the way that allowed this particular team to come together, play its best basketball late, and not only win a second straight national title, but to do it in the dominant fashion.
There are unique breaks, but 92 Duke needed a buzzer beater by Christian Laettner in a game where he didn't miss a shot to help them win their second national
definitive
championship.
UConn 24 better than Duke 92. From Dan no. Byer's mouth to America's ears. No,
this is my biggest takeaway, is UConn has figured it out. Yeah, they've had some breaks along the way, but there wasn't a game where they're going in. I mean, they've kicked everybody's butt for the last 2 years.
Sure.
Like, even like Duke had to run into a bracket. Like, we thought maybe, oh, that Auburn matchup. you know, Yale ends up beating them, and then you get San Diego State. Like, yeah, there's breaks there that you end up playing, but you also get San Diego State, who has to travel across the country on a short week after playing on a late Sunday. There's all that comes into play, but they were never threatened. And that's why I think it's on the rest of college basketball to try to step up and try to rise to the level. That UCLA team that lost to Florida in 06 is the UCLA team that went back to the Final Four in 07 that lost to Florida in the national semifinal. And you have different pieces. You also have then different pieces in 2008 mm-hmm. when they go back to the Final Four. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's a part of it, like, where you have schools and being able to continue that success with different players and bringing in teams. I put it on the rest of college basketball to try to catch up. And that's why I think Florida, because I just think Florida beat better teams.
Sure.
And it's not meant to knock UConn. It's of what now college basketball is. And I feel like UConn's solved the Rubik's Cube, even with that fortune, and other teams are still trying to figure out. I mean, by the way, nobody puts their team together like Purdue does. No. Like, right? Like, nobody's like, let's build around the 7-3 guy.
Well, and the last thing I would say to that is I think that you can say that UConn's figured it out, but there is still, and this is important, right, Dan? Because we talk about the portal. We talk about NIL. There is still an evaluation, bringing in guys as freshmen and letting them develop in the program. Obviously, Purdue, it speaks for themselves. They basically almost never take transfers. I know they had one this year. But UConn, what is it, four of their top seven came in as freshmen. Three of them were upperclassmen. They didn't transfer because they didn't start right away. They didn't transfer because they didn't get the right amount of minutes. They stuck with it. And that's an interesting component of it in and of itself, is that, you know, you look at John Calipari leaving. He's probably going to bring all five of the six freshmen that were committed to Kentucky to Arkansas. Then Kentucky's got to come in, and whoever's the next head coach is probably going to have to bring in 10 or 11 new players. And it's like the baseline of UConn, by the way, the baseline of Purdue, it is the guys that have been there for 2, 3, 4 years. So that's an interesting element of it as well.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. We're in for Covino and Rich here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Covino and Rich here. And whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you got to check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It's Covino and Rich here at Fox Sports Radio. I'm Dan Byer. He's Aaron Torres in for the guys today. A big congrats to our listener, Christine J., who won the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. The winning brackets have come the ultimate college sports trip for her and a friend with a $2,000 graduate hotels gift card, a $1,500 travel credit, and a basketball swag bag. Check out the final standings at foxsportsradio.com. And congrats to Chris Plank and Aaron Torres, who won the host standings. The Bracket Challenge presented by Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay, and by Tractor Supply.
Let's get one thing off my chest here. I heard our buddy Doug Gottlieb in the previous show. He's like, well, Torres just always picks UConn. You know, I got to give credit to my buddy Tim because, you know, when you know how it is, Dan. When you watch a team every single game, you nitpick them in a way. And there was one time where I was like, you know, I don't know, this guy is a little bit banged up. And my buddy Tim, who's a high school coach in Connecticut, was like, Torres, we are so much better than everybody. Just don't overthink it. And as much as I watch, that was the theory. And I also thought Purdue, the reason that I finished tied atop is because I had UConn and Purdue. There was a lot of mistakes along the way, make no mistake. But I liked Purdue's draw. I said it the day the bracket came out when I was with you. And shout out my buddy Tim because he was like, Torres, do not overthink it. UConn is the best team in this tournament.
I am a glass half empty fan. I also think that you can see the wart so you know the recipe to maybe how your team would lose. So sometimes you feel that way.
No, well, and I'll give myself a little bit of credit. I said coming into the Final Four, I said Alabama is a tougher matchup for UConn than Purdue. It sort of ended up happening that way.
Jason Stewart's our executive producer, who did not win the bracket challenge.
I did not. Not even close. And I will say this in defense of Aaron. The way Doug put it, it was, you know, not only condescending, but it was also in the vein of like you chose some eighth seed to take the entire thing, as opposed to the team that is favored to win the entire thing. Like it was just a strange way to try to demean.
Of course, you're gonna pick UConn. Of course, because you went there. You're a fan. Yeah.
I love Doug, and I wasn't least bit offended. I will tell you, Jay Stu, the one UConn team that just no one can figure out how they won it was 2014 with Shabazz Napier. They were a 7 seed. And I did have a buddy who won like an $8,000 pool because he was the only person to pick UConn because who else would pick UConn? And the only reason he picked UConn was because he went there. So, you know, that guy's a jerk. That this year, as you said, they were the best teams.
You know, Aaron Torres, you're talking to a guy who beat out almost 2,000 entries to win a survivor pool in one Jason Stewart.
Can we get a kick?
So, like, this is that's where I was getting to, and you not winning. I wasn't taking a shot that you didn't win the bracket pool. I wanted to get to the point that Jason was a big winner in a survivor pool.
This is like Bloods and Crips. Gottlieb coming after me, you coming after Jason.
Oh, I was trying to give him his props.
Saying that Purdue was, what was it? But UConn was better than Duke. Oh my goodness!
Everybody. I will say this: the bracket is a really unfair thing for people that do what you do for a living. If you are a self-proclaimed or an official college hoops expert, brackets are the worst barometer for how well you know the sport. So it's such an unfair thing to do to you.
Yeah.
The fact that you won is great, but like I feel bad for Doug and all these other guys. And
I don't.
Whatever. Yeah. But I think it's unfair. It's unfair to be like, you don't know anything about it, obviously, because your bracket came in 19th.
Well, perfect segue because I had Kentucky in the Final Four. And they don't even have a coach right now. So what the heck was I?
I think this is the 19th straight year that I've picked a team to lose in the first round that's gone to the Final Four. But mine was NC State.
I
was like Texas Tech, NC State. There, you know, they got lucky. They had 5 great days in the ACC tournament. It's going to end here. I am known only by myself because I know it. But like I feel like every year, whoever the Cinderella is that goes to the Final Four, I pick to be upset in the first round.
Yeah, no, I think I had NC State losing the first round too. So
I played Texas. I took them in a survivor pool with like I'm like Texas Tech, 6 seed. That's where you want to load up. But anyway, all right, on to looking to next year. And boy, what an offseason it's going to be in college basketball, especially in the SEC, and especially in Lexington, and especially in Fayetteville. By the way, two avenues right up Aaron Torres' alley. John Calipari clearing the air today. Can we call him the former Kentucky coach and going to be the next Arkansas coach? This is Coach Cal clearing the air earlier today.
Since our season ended, Ellen and I have spent a lot of time thinking about our time here at Kentucky. It's been a beautiful time for us. This is a dream job. It was my dream job. Anybody in our profession looks at the University of Kentucky in basketball and said, that is the bluest of blue. The last few weeks, we've come to realize that this program probably needs to hear another voice, that the university as a whole has to have another voice giving guidance about this program that they hear. And the fans need to hear another voice. We've loved it here, but we think it's time for us to step away and step away completely from the program. There have been opportunities that have been presented to us, and we're discussing them as a family. I love coaching. I love coaching young people. I love this year's team. I loved every day walking in. They've invigorated me. I love the chase for championships. I love bringing the kids together. It's what I do. It's who I am. It's been a dream, what we've been able to do. But 15 years, time for another voice. And you know I'm always going to be a fan. Thank you.
I'll just say, you know, listen, Calipari has underachieved on the court. I think there's zero doubt about that, especially relative to the insane expectations that he created with his excellence early in his reign. I bring it up to say two things. One, and I heard Doug say this, and again, I know I was teasing before, but I thought Doug was 100% spot on. I think that exact situation was handled about as well as anybody possibly could by John Calipari. And I think what I will also say, that statement, and tell me if you agree or disagree, it changes to me my entire perspective on this story, because the report comes out Sunday, you don't hear from Cal, is it what's really going on, and it's like, it sounds like he's just trying to sneak out the side door, and then you hear he's not even talking with his AD, and he's trying to stick everybody in the back. And then hearing his words, what I just heard right there, was a guy that maybe he's just saying it because it's the right thing to say, but understands that, like, we've come full circle. He said when he took the job, this is a job you take for 4 or 5 years. It's not a career appointment. But also a guy that wants to keep coaching basketball. And it's like, because my whole thing when it first happened was like, he's going to kill his legacy. He's got all those former players. He won all those games. But it's like, if the guy has been doing something for 40 years and he's passionate about it and he loves it and he wants to keep doing it and somebody wants to pay him to do it, he should be allowed to do it, Dan. He should be allowed to do it.
I think that it was a great message.
Yes.
I am skeptical on if the message would have been the same if Arkansas wasn't there. And that, like, that was the other side. That's the landing. Like, to jump off that diving board. And I don't think that he says that without knowing. Like, if things aren't working at Kentucky, if they need a new voice, they need a new voice. But I just think it's difficult to let go. Even if Coach Cal believes that that is the case. And to not have a landing, to not coach somewhere else, well, yeah, I think that's very difficult. So it's like, he said all the right things, so I'm not trying to criticize any of that. And I think that he believes everything that he said. But it also really helps to have the Arkansas job, by the way, where you are wanted.
Yes.
And you are going to be paid handsomely. That also really, really helps. Because there were talks that maybe he looked at the Ohio State job a little bit. They're connected to him to USC. Mm-hmm. Ohio State ends up taking Diebler, oddly enough. He gets the Arkansas gig because Musselman,
insane,
who you had, you know, told me, whose name had been out there and then we'd been talking about throughout this past month, of maybe it's not long for Arkansas. Heck, they had to put out a video to show that he was staying in Arkansas and then he still left anyway.
Which we found out was fabricated, but that's neither here nor there. But no.
Oh, was that a fake video?
Yeah.
That
was 100%
really?
A fake video. Yeah. It was.
AI strikes again?
No. It was the story on that video was, they had shot a bunch of stuff like 4 or 5 years ago, and they repurposed video that they shot like 4 years ago and put it out as if it was new. And so what ended up happening was the AD did an interview where he admitted that Musselman had no idea. And it was kind of around the time when he's, you know, negotiating with USC. And so then the rumor was that they were that the AD admitted to it because he was pushing him out the door, because they, and the assumption was they wanted to hire Chris Beard. So maybe this Cal thing was in the works. I don't know. But that is very off topic.
I hate talking about previous relationships when, you know, in certain instances. But if you're getting dumped by someone, it's a lot easier to take knowing, okay, well, hey, guess what? I was kind of interested in this person.
Yeah, anyway. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's where I think that Cal is in the case of, he wouldn't have great things to say about his ex and his time there if he didn't have a better landing. That's the only
1,000%.
You know, like all of it is, and by the way, that may be a better frame of mind and have a clearer mind, a view that he has right now than if you're jaded and being dumped. Like this is works well for everyone. I just don't know if it's as easy to do that if you don't have that Arkansas job lined up.
I have so many questions for you, and I know we have time for zero.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Byer.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns, and if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get.
Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, expresspros.com, to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started.
With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment.
Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go it alone in your job search. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. We are in for Covino and Rich here on Fox Sports Radio. And just to put a little bow on this Calipari conversation, as we expect him to become the next head coach at Arkansas, even though he didn't say it in that video, he did say that his time in Lexington has come to an end as the Wildcats basketball program needs a new voice. You want to know what I love about it? I love when there's a new team in the mix.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's Arkansas, and it's no disrespect to Eric Musselman. They had great success when he was there, but it wasn't the Arkansas that I remember of 30 years ago when you have that brand, when you have that program, when you have Nolan Richardson and Todd Day and Lee Mayberry and then Scotty Thurman and Corliss Williamson win a national championship and then go to the title game the next year. It hasn't been up to that level. It was 30 years ago that we're talking about that. To now have Arkansas like a new team in the mix, pretty big deal. I love that in the NFL when a team comes in. My team, the Seahawks, were irrelevant for so long, and then Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson came.
I was going to say the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. I was out on Kenny Pickett. I didn't need to see any more Kenny Pickett. I'm going to watch at least week one, week two to see if Russ has any juice left.
When teams pop in, Detroit now is like the new one. Like to add to the usual suspects of the Niners and the Cowboys and the Chiefs, to have like a new team in college basketball, now we're talking Arkansas. And it's funny because we talk about UConn's place and where they can fit in the Blue Bloods and now, you know, with the six national championships, but we're still looking at Kansas, Kentucky. Like we like list the same programs, but here's Arkansas likely to come out of nowhere and be on the national stage quite a bit.
And people
season.
Are going to talk about him. I mean, it's Calipari. Dan Hurley is the you know, at the top of the sport, but I would argue Calipari is still the face of it.
We'll see if he gets any Coach of the Year awards, which is a valid award. I want to talk about invalid awards. You know what annoys me about certain awards? And I don't know if Monsi or Jason or Iowa Sam or even you, Aaron Torres, have certain awards that you just find ridiculous. I find sports Emmys being pretty dumb. The reason being is if the Emmys are on and there's a show like Abbott Elementary, a top sitcom that I haven't watched, but I've heard great things. And I hear that Abbott Elementary has won 8 Emmys. It's going to tell me, guess what? This is a pretty good show. Maybe I should check it out. I don't care that NFL 360 has earned 11 nominations for a sports Emmy. It is so like niche. Like it is. I think it's just to serve the media themselves, because the only people who are tweeting about it are actual media members. I don't think anybody listening to the show cares that the NFL Network received 29 sports Emmy nominations this season.
Zero doubt.
I think it's so worthless. I would rather tell you about the punt, pass, and kick award that I won when I was 9 than talking about 29 sports. I just don't think people care about sports Emmys.
So is this my window to talk about my Geography B win in 94, 95-ish?
Is anybody with me on sports Emmys being useless?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I'm just like, when I heard that, I was like, okay, I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
Why don't you have 50?
Yeah.
You should be the best. All you're doing is covering the NFL. Like, I'm not impressed.
Yeah. How many other networks are they competing with?
Right.
You know,
like four, like Fox,
yeah,
NBC, ESPN, and like, yeah, it's not like, you know, like, hey, guess what? Food Network came in and
right,
they won a sports Emmy because Beat Bobby Flay was so amazing. Like, no, that's like, how does your NFL show do against their NFL show? And I know like, it's the only, like, Inside the NBA, like, always wins them. And we all love Inside the NBA,
yeah,
but I don't need sports Emmys to tell me that that's a good show.
Well, and that's exactly what my thought was now that I'm thinking about it. And what I think it is in this business, we know who's talented and who's not. And so it's not like Joel Klatt or Kirk Herbstreit or Charles Barkley needs an award to justify it. It's like, I know when I listen to Joel Klatt, he knows what the heck is going on. You know, and it's like, it's just... Go ahead.
I also think like it's like we'd be like, who's let's vote for NFC East Team of the Year. Like there's only four options, right? Like that's what we've got here. Like how many studio shows can you nominate that actually deal with sports? It's so worthless to me.
And is there not a difference to when you hear Bob Costas has, I think he's won like 29 Emmys. That's different. Like he's won actual Emmys.
Yes.
As opposed to this. This is like a side category.
This
I'm,
is
I'm
it's
asking.
A, yeah, it's its own thing. Like it's its own. It's not like, hey, the sports Emmys are at 3. The real Emmys come down at 7 o'clock during the live broadcast. This is its own night where it's just sports people telling how great each other are.
It's exhausting on Twitter. Absolutely.
I don't know. Is the Emmy like catching a football instead of like holding the globe on like the regular Emmy of it? And you'll see it. You all got alerts on your phones as insiders retweeted each other.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, congratulations. Well earned, well deserved. How many other studio shows are you competing against? I did not see Destination America's studio show, but they were not nominated. It annoys me. The only thing that annoys me more is when two guys from the same team are voted nominees for Sixth Man of the Year. Well, then one's the seventh, so it doesn't fit. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Glad I got that off my chest. Sports Emmys has never swayed me to watch a sports program. Hit him up at Aaron_Torres. Monty Bolaños is here. Jason Stewart's here, as is Iowa Sam, who didn't want to offend anyone. Coming up next, does Tiger Woods actually have a chance to win the Masters this week? One person thinks so. That's next.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.